Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
President Obama announces three nominations to fill vacancies on the United States Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia, what's often called the second most important court in the U.S. But it is a court that has been stalled and stymied by congressional gridlock over judicial appointments of all kinds. The president has chosen a law professor, a lawyer, and a federal judge. Joining us is Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Which are you, the lawyer, the federal judge, or the law professor? Todd, welcome.
Oh, gosh. Neither, but these three nominees, John, have a bigger story than just their own personal bios that involves Harry Reid, Mitch McConnell, the Senate, and the president. And maybe we can get to all that. The lawyer, well, they're all lawyers. The judge is Robert Wilkins. He's a district judge right now with a long history on the court. The private practice lawyers, Patricia Ann Millett, who formerly worked in the Solicitor General's office and has argued more than 30 cases before the Supreme Court herself. And then the law professor is Cornelia Pillard, who teaches at Georgetown University Law Center here in D.C. She's tried 9 cases before the court because she is a former assistant solicitor general herself.
Is there anything about announcing all three which is trying to stack the deck here?
Well, and that's where it's in the eye of the beholder. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit has 11 members, 11 seats. 8 of those are filled now. There are 3 vacancies. So Obama naming all 3 at one time, he wants to get that court filled. Now, why name them all at once is the question, because that court and many other courts, but that court in particular, is a longstanding bone of contention between Republicans and Democrats in the Senate over the makeup of this court and judicial nominees more broadly. Republicans, John, want to pass a law that shrinks that court down to the current 8 that are on it so that there are no more seats even available. They think that court's too big. They like the balance as it is. Democrats hate the idea. But it also won't come as any surprise to you because you remember the story, John. Remember the nuclear option?
Sure.
The finger hovering over the button? That's what this is about. We have to go back to 2005 when Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist, on behalf of the Bush White House, was upset over what they saw as Democratic delay tactics over Miguel Estrada for the U.S. Circuit Court, Patricia Owen, another conservative judge, and the Republicans threatened to change the Senate rules to take away the ability of the minority, back then, the Democrats, to delay these judicial nominations.
Let's just remind people, this is a 60-vote rule issue here, right? This is a big showdown on the 60-vote rule.
To filibuster judicial nominees. There are always struggles between Republicans and Democrats over who gets on the court, sure. But there has been this standoff back since 2004 and this threat to change the Senate rules so that the minority can't block judicial nominees. That's what we might be headed for between Harry Reid and Mitch McConnell. There was a little bit of a ratcheting down, a little bit of a stand down on this very issue, on this very court. Harry Reid starting to rekindle his threat to exact the nuclear option, to set it off, change the rules so that Mitch McConnell can't filibuster any judicial nominees. McConnell let one judge go. That judge was Sri Srivastavan onto this very U.S. court, Circuit Court for D.C. It now has the 3 vacancies. Before it had 4. That was a little bit of a ratcheting down, but now we might be on a collision course because Reid wants to see how McConnell's going to react to these 3 judges in addition to a bunch of other administration nominees for cabinet posts.
And there's still weird rules on judicial appointments. Can't a single senator block an appointment with some weird little rule?
No, if courtesies are observed, a single senator can hold a nomination. The majority leader doesn't have to obey that. Usually as a courtesy, they'll hold it until that senator's concerns are met. Technically, well, under the rules, a single senator can't block a nomination. They can certainly slow it down under tradition.
Thanks so much. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks as always.
Sure thing.